This is the Canty and Carlin podcast.
That was just over a year ago when Matt Jones, the voice you heard crack there multiple times, when questioning who Gabe Vincent is. Now we all know. That was Amber Wilson, Matt Jones, and Chris Carlin right here on Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Gabe Vincent, the hero for the Miami Heat in a multitude of ways this year, hoping he can be the hero again for them in Game 1 tonight, coming your way in just under an hour and a half. Courtney Cronin, Randy Scott sitting in for the guys on this Thursday afternoon. Pleased to welcome in Aaron Dolan on the CC call-in line, ESPN sports betting analyst, here to help you win a little money wagering on Game 1 of the finals. Aaron, when you take a look at like our last-minute predictions about how long the series is going to go, who's going to win finals MVP, taking a look at this from the 30,000-foot view, who do you think is going to win the finals, and how would you bet that?
So I like Denver in six. So you can bet the exact score, Denver 4-2. 2 days ago, it was plus 425. It's now down to plus 340. So this line is moving already, but if you don't feel comfortable betting the exact score, you could always bet the amount of games that you think it's going to go. Since I like six games, you can get that at plus 230, and then you don't have to worry about who ends up winning it in six games, of course. But to be honest, I think the Denver Nuggets, they're the better team here. My main concerns for the Heat are, number one, you have Jokic. This guy's a literal walking triple-double. I'm not sure Bam is really going to be able to limit him. And then you got Kevin Love, Cody Zeller, who also may be able to step in. But at the end of the day, Jokic. Another concern I have is Miami's defense. They played a ton of zone throughout the postseason. For example, that forced the Celtics to go 8-for-46 from three. That's not going to happen against this Nuggets offense that was good against the zone throughout the entire regular season. And the other caveat of the Miami Heat is they live and die by the three. So if they go cold but at any point in this series, it's going to be a wrap for them. So I do think that they'll get at least two off the Denver Nuggets. People on our show today on Daily Wager were asking, well, where is Miami going to steal some of these games? I do believe Denver will win tonight. I think Miami could potentially take a game two. They could get one at home as well, but I wouldn't be surprised heading into game five if Denver was up 3-1 and then Miami does something, a last second Hail Mary type situation in Denver to get the win, force a game six. Because Miami, I mean, they beat the Boston Celtics. They beat the Milwaukee Bucks. They're a really, really good team despite what we saw during the regular season. So I would have to take Nuggets in six.
All right, Aaron. So first of all, happy belated birthday. We understand.
Thank you.
Just ancient at this point. But Dolan, what's a player prop? I mean, that's macro for the series. What's a player prop that you like for tonight?
Jokic triple-double. As I mentioned, he is a walking triple-double. He's been a maniac so far in the playoffs. He's averaging 30 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists so far this postseason. He averaged a triple-double against the Lakers as well as the Suns. The only time he did it was in the first round against Minnesota. But remember, if you look at his minutes, he didn't have to play as many minutes in that series. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'd rather take Jokic triple-double rather than isolate some of these props is, for example, his points prop is set at 27.5. But he's actually been held to under 27 points in nine straight meetings against Miami. So we just know he can give us really juicy stat lines. So I do think him to have a triple-double tonight, well-rested, playing at home, I expect him just be able to do that. So that's going to be my favorite player prop for tonight.
Aaron Dolan, ESPN sports betting analyst, joins Courtney Cronin and Randy Scott right here on Canty and Carlin. So we know playoff Jimmy has been a theme throughout the postseason, and maybe some of that has dwindled in the last couple of games, knowing that he hasn't been, 40-point, 50-point performances that we saw earlier in the postseason. Is there anything that you could play about a Jimmy Butler prop that would actually fall in line with that playoff Jimmy sort of mindset? Or do the Heat have to look elsewhere to get their production because maybe teams have figured out Jimmy Butler, or maybe there's some wear and tear and fatigue that has worn on him the last couple of games?
I feel like when we talk about wear and tear, the one thing is you can't really equate that with Jimmy Butler because this guy's got a banged up ankle and he's still beating teams like the Celtics and the Bucks. So I think he's just going to go all out because it's the NBA Finals and whatnot. Personally, for tonight, I'm not really interested in any of his player props. I felt like his points prop was a little bit high, but then at the same time, if he has to take control of the game or if this does become a blowout, things like that, meaning for the Denver Nuggets, you have other guys who last second could hit over those props if they put in their second string guys. But I will say there is one long shot that I was looking at that I thought was quite interesting, which is any player to score 50 or more points in any NBA Finals game. You can get that at plus 900. So it really is a long shot. It's one of those NBA special markets, which you can go on Caesars and there's, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds of them. You have to dig through them. But the reason being, you talk about playoff Jimmy, and we saw in the first round against the Bucks, he had 56 points in a game four win at home. And then also, if you want to look at the other side of the ball, Jokic, he dropped 53 points in game four in Phoenix. So this was one of those long shots that just equates to these big time players and how they're going to step up. And who knows if one guy just has to take over in order for the team to get the win, or if their team is playing from behind. So I know Jimmy Butler, obviously huge, big name, but when I'm thinking of him today, I was thinking of some of these other specialty markets that are more of a long shot.
Murray can get hot too. I mean, we've seen Maple Jordan, right? Yep. We've seen the Blue Arrow get in there and get after it. All right, Dolan, appreciate your time. So you like the Nuggets. You like Jokic triple-double Nuggets in six. All right, I got to get to a window, man. I got to figure this out.
All right, we're going to go do that. We're going to let Aaron go. Aaron, we appreciate it as always. Thanks so much for your time. Glad to have you back.
Thanks, guys.
That's Aaron Dolan, ESPN sports betting analyst, joining us here on Canty and Carlin. As a reminder, ESPN Radio is your home for the NBA Finals. Tune in for Game 1 tonight, presented by Indeed. Coverage beginning 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on most ESPN radio stations and Sirius XM, Channel 80. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Last couple minutes to get your NBA Finals predictions in on Canty and Carlin. Let's go out to Kevin in Portland. Kevin, you seem to be going the way away from the crowd here with your Miami Heat prediction. Give it to us and tell us why you got the Heat winning.
Well, I think that the Heat are now battle tested. They've been through hell. Denver is, I'm going to go rust versus rest. I really feel like Jimmy Butler is key. If he can turn it on and give us, you know, give him 30 points a game, 25 points a game, that's going to be key. But I think the Heat are battle tested. I think that they are, I don't think there's anything to worry about for them. They've already been through it. I think Denver has a lot of pressure. The first finals in 46 years, it's a lot of pressure.
They are certainly battle-tested. Kevin, thanks so much for the call. And you and I have talked about it, Randy, how good it would be for the NBA and the landscape to have a new team in the mix of NBA champions with the Denver Nuggets. But I don't think it's outlandish to take the Heat going the distance here. They are battle-tested. They just went 7 against the Boston Celtics. Now, will that work to their detriment? Potentially. Because right. As Aaron was talking about, there is wear and tear on Jimmy Butler with the ankle. Doesn't look like it, though, in most games that you've seen him play. The Heat would have to do, there'd have to be a lot that goes, that breaks their way for them to go 7 games, though. I do think that they could steal one on the road. Will it happen tonight? We shall see. That game coming up in just under an hour and a half right here on ESPN Radio. Kenny and Carlin presented by Progressive Insurance. Are you looking for a career you'll love with flexibility and great pay and benefits and at one of the country's top workplaces? Come join their growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Straight ahead, Randy's going to try to help you win a little money, too, with Randy's play of the night. Plus, we will go 3 and out and get you set for Game 1 of the NBA Finals. That's next. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Canty and Carlin podcast.
Well, the bass thumping in your chest, and if you're a proud dad like my co-host, Randy Scott, are you going to stand up and start yelling this at your son's Little League game tomorrow?
I'll have a
like
microphone.
The fan in like a crowd doing that?
I'll have a microphone, so I won't have to yell. You know, I'll be dad with a mic, which is a dangerous combination. They're like, hey, ESPN guy, you want to be the PA announcer for this Little League game, this Little League All-Star game? And I was like, yes, I do.
Yeah. Danger is his middle name. He is Randy Scott. I'm merely Courtney Cronin. You are listening to Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Hour and 15 minutes until tip-off, game one of the NBA Finals. Keep it right here on ESPN Radio. You can hear every game of the NBA Finals between the Miami Heat and Denver Nuggets on our station. As always, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. But right now, we're going to try to help you win a little bit of money with Randy's Play of the Night.
Time to earn some cash.
The taste of money, the smell of wealth.
Canty and Carlin's Best Play of the Night.
The taste of money. Randy has been combing the Caesars Sportsbook app, trying to help you find the best plays, best parlays, best picks, whatever they are. Randy, the floor is yours with the play of the night. What are we looking at?
I'm going to focus on tonight. I'm not going to do any of the series-long stuff. I think Aaron Dolan was absolutely right. There's some value in the Nuggets winning in six games. I'm going to go with tonight. I'm going to go Nikola Jokic under 28.5 points. I feel like it's going to be a balanced breakfast offensive attack tonight for the Nuggets. He may not even be the team's leading scorer because they're just going to run away and hide in this one. So I'm going to go under 28.5 points. Michael Porter Jr. over 16.5 points. I feel like he goes for 20 tonight because Boston was open from three. Denver is a better three-point shooting team. If they create the same opportunities that Boston did, I think MPJ is going to benefit. I toyed with the idea of over 2.5 made threes for him. Instead, I'm going to go over on scoring. And then KCP, so Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, I'm going to go over 1.5 made threes because I think he plays the majority of the second half, he and the second unit. And then I'm just going to take the Nuggets money line, not to cover the 9 points. Maybe Miami's a little frisky, whatever. So I'm just going to say Nuggets money line, KCP makes two or more threes, MPJ over 16.5 points, and Jokic is held under 29 points, and it pays a plus 625. You bet 10, you win 7250. Bet 100, bet 100, you win 725. Just
so you're playing this, and we're going to share our earnings and take your son after he wins his Little League All-Star game out, and the whole team out for ice cream. Is that right?
Let's do it. Oh my gosh, there'll be an ice cream truck at this All-Star game. Come on now.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no stack stand at this field, so they bring in trucks. These trucks are like vultures, man. They swarm. Okay.
Yeah, Randy's paying for everybody. For all of you listening, make sure you show up. Find out where this Little League All-Star game is. I will not be telling you that on air. But sounds like it's going to be a fun one. And this game one is obviously going to be a fun one. The two remaining teams standing. Randy's play of the night helping you win a little bit of money between the Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. William in St. Louis, your last second prediction for game one of the NBA Finals and the series. Who you got?
Oh, I got the Nuggets tonight, and I got Denver in five.
Okay.
Denver in five. What about
Denver
you?
Denver in five? I have Denver in six. I think Miami is going to win one of these games in Ball Arena. Probably game two. I mean, I don't know. Game one does feel like this is their punch-you-in-the-mouth opportunity,
yep.
But I think it's going to be game two. And I think that, you know, at home, with that crowd down in South Beach, knowing how well they've played there throughout the postseason, that's going to be where they can make their hay in the series. But Denver has somebody who very well could have won the MVP this year. Denver also has Jamal Murray, too. He, you know, the compliment to him and the two-man game that has been created with Nikola Jokic and Murray, unlike anything we've seen. So I've got the Nuggets ending up winning their first NBA championship in six games. And I think we're going to get some close games here. It's not going to be like any of the game five or, you know, game seven that we saw in the Eastern Conference Finals. There will be no blowouts, and that's going to be a treat to everybody that's tuning in to watch the NBA Finals. All right, before we get out of here, before we send you off to the NBA Finals, it's time to go three and out.
Sometimes it's the worst. Sometimes it's the best. Best. Either way, we'll get you straight with everything you need to know. This is Three and Out.
Three and Out on Canty and Carlin is always presented by Progressive Insurance. So cooler heads are going to prevail for the LSU football team this year. You want to know why, Randy?
Let's do it.
They've got air-conditioned helmets that are going to debut for the 2023 college football season. It gets hot down there in Baton Rouge. They have to play there early in the season. They also play in the state of Mississippi, which I can tell you does not cool down until December most times during the fall.
Facts.
So there's a company called Tiger Air.
Appropriately named
air conditioning units that are expected to last inside of these helmets for up to 4 years. So you're getting your bang for your buck. If these players end up, if you've got a senior that has his helmet this year, you can reuse it for whoever else ends up coming through. I don't know if they do those things, but certainly seems like a good investment considering where they play and the fact that everybody should probably be investing in this technology.
There's no reason every SEC team in the conference shouldn't have one. I mean, even Missouri is plenty hot, right? In the month of September. I mean, to play two Mississippi games, then they have like a neutral site game in Orlando. Yeah. In September is, it's like walking into someone's mouth. It's
Florida State in Orlando.
Hot, humid. It's just, you know, it's a little smelly.
It's disgusting. Does it smell too?
It's a little smelly. I love it. I think even Big Ten teams could benefit. I think certainly, you know, Pac-12, come on, man. Arizona? Everybody could benefit from this.
We don't know exactly how much it costs. All we do know is there's a battery system that powers this air conditioner in the helmet that's going to have a five-hour lifespan before it needs to be recharged. So no seven overtime games. Otherwise, it's just going to automatically shut off. And then it's like, man, sorry. Like we didn't play our best there in the sixth and seventh overtime because our air conditioned units surrounding our gourd wasn't working anymore.
We're going to go ahead and schedule Texas A&M for November. How about that? Like, we're just going to move that later in the year if you're LSU. Here's the thing, though. It's an arms race in the SEC. If LSU has it, you know who's looking over the fence and wondering why the grass is cooler? It's Alabama. How does Alabama not have it?
They will be next, and then Georgia will come out and say, oh, look, we have air-conditioned uniforms, so everybody stays nice and cool. And then somebody else will say they have hydrating uniforms to do all those things. So
yep.
I don't know. Maybe we can find a way to find an apparatus that helps you when you play at altitude, like the Miami Heat are going to do tonight. But as of right now, I guess the buck stops with air-conditioned helmets, which LSU is going to debut this fall. So I was chatting with a friend of mine about trying to make some money, and it wasn't off of Randy's play of the night.
No,
it was based on things you have in your home that have value.
Oh, okay.
And they're nostalgic items for everybody, whether it's sports memorabilia, whether it's you know, autographed items. And I know last week Karl Malone was auctioning off his Team USA gear to the highest bidder and, you know, made millions on it.
Yeah, where's that money going?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he's broke. But if you want to get unbroke, one thing someone told me that I should look into, Beanie Babies and Barbies.
Oh.
Both of which are sitting in storage containers in my mother's basement, which will soon become my summer project to try to get some coin. Did you know how much these Barbies, I was looking on eBay, did you know how much these things can go for?
Like hundreds
of dollars, Randy.
Okay, so do they have to be in the original packaging?
Okay, I don't have the packaging.
Rules?
I think you can, I don't really know if there's any way to like discern fake Barbie from real Barbie. I mean, the thing says Mattel on it, yeah, like on the foot or whatever. I think I'm okay without the packaging. I don't save the packaging for my shoes. I don't save it for my Barbies. But this is going to be a test to see how much money I can get this summer,
yeah,
by refurbishing these things and selling them.
I love
Do
it.
Do you have anything that you would be willing to sell
I am? I have some basketball cards. I have like a Kobe Bryant rookie card. I have some Michael Jordan stuff.
Hold on to those things.
Yeah, maybe I'll hold on to that. I need your prediction finals real quick.
I told you. Nuggets in six.
In six?
Nuggets in six.
But what about like blowing up tonight? Like game one tonight,
it's
a 9-point spread.
I've got the Nuggets at home and all that altitude and all the
rest. Oh, okay. Okay.
Rest over momentum, so, even though momentum carries a lot of weight.
I also have furniture, right? Like downsizing houses and stuff. Like I have like a couch and stuff, but I don't know where to start with that. It's like Facebook
it
Marketplace. Like what are we doing?
Put it on the curb.
All right, fine.
Put it on the curb. NBA Finals game one coming your way right here on ESPN Radio starting now.
Thanks for listening to the Canty and Carlin podcast. You can listen to the show live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen on the ESPN app. Canty and Carlin, the podcast.